Divine Teaching Manifesto. Introduction. It is my exploration of and commitment to online teaching that encourages this manifesto. I will share my beliefs about traditional learning as I reflect on my inner city upbringing and subsequent public school and local university experiences. I will articulate how online learning and learning without systems or constraints converge and diverge. Next, I will outline what is significant and what I hope to accomplish in an online teaching and learning environment. Lastly, I will share four statements that outline my values and beliefs by using a what, how, why format. Traditional learning, my flashback. I was born in Detroit, Michigan, and completed most of my public school years in Detroit as well. There was a brief period when I was enrolled in a different public school system in Calhoun County. As I look back on these years, I realize how much of an impact my teachers have had on me. My favorite teacher was in grade 5 with Mrs. Postula. My most impactful teacher was in grade 6 with Mrs. Lattimore. May she rest in peace. I completed my education in Detroit and then went on to public college and university studies. Attending public school in my community gave me a sense of familiarity. As I reflect, I see where this was good for me as a student, but also kept me sheltered. I sometimes think how different my educational experiences would have been if there were opportunities to connect with young learners like myself back then from other cultures in real time. Today, students are very fortunate to have access to teaching and learning around the world through online learning. Online learning and the freedom to learn. When online learning is done right, it isn't just a digitized reproduction of traditional learning. It is a student-centered learning experience that is flexible enough for the diverse learner to excel. It has just the right amount of academic structure. With this, strong foundational skills in subject areas such as math, English, and the sciences are easily achieved. There are options for online learners to master skills by connecting with educators around the world, as well as connecting with learners from many cultural backgrounds. In the context of this online teaching manifesto, the freedom to learn refers to learning without systematic constraints or the need for governmental involvement, such as grants and other funding that carries with it certain educational system requirements. The freedom to learn would not restrict the learner's time investment. It would, however, remove deadlines and limit standardized testing requirements. As a result, learners would benefit from a teaching model that embraced perseverance and used the concept of failure as a catalyst to mastery. I will now focus this manifesto on the what, how, why of my values, beliefs, and practices. Advocacy for online academic content. What? I will advocate for the organization of distinct focus areas of online academic content to support the unique needs of virtual student learners. How? By restructuring of the time a student and teacher spend together. This would be streamlined to focus on the items of interest designed by the student. Educators would then work with the student to design a learning progression plan. Why? This plan would outline academic skills needed to reach the desired outcome. Exploration of failure in an online environment. What? I will work to refocus and pair online learning with failure as a catalyst to mastery. How? By removing the pass-fail model of achievement and replacing it with a student-focused plan of iteration. Why? Because online learning is progressive and revolves around movement. Failure should be modeled to encourage iteration. It must become a common part of the process for learning online. Efficacy of inclusive content for online learning. What? I will work toward the efficacy of online teaching and learning content inclusive of student, family, culture, and community. How? By involving the learner's community in the online learning platform, extending access to families of the learner to support goals and progress online, and highlighting certain areas of the learner's community for projects and/or internships. Why? Because inclusion of content from the learner's cultural background and feedback from the family and community is encouraging for online learners. Diverse learning practices with colleagues around the world. What? I will commit to explore practices of and collaborations with other colleagues online from different regions of the world for greater academic content that resonates with diverse learners. How? By using select social media platforms and learning management systems, a connection to like-minded educators can be forged. This would extend access to multicultural connections with professional educators and brainstorming content for lesson planning. Why? The online learning landscape is a mixture of people, culture, and community on a global scale. This encourages the development of skills for modeling active learning practices and critical thinking from different perspectives all around the world.